Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, especially when I get a chance to bring in our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. Pierce and Jane are longtime members of our Brain Trust, more than 12 years as members of our Brain Trust. Pierce is the author of the Owner's Manual for the Brain. They're the co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. They're the folks who introduced us to the five-factor model, which I use all the time. I was having a discussion with somebody the other day, and I regaled them, Jane, with all of my knowledge of the five-factor model. They were impressed, and I said, well, I owe it all to Jane Howard. Jane, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Pierce, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Jane, one of the things that we've been doing recently, and we've been polling our audience about how they feel about growing their business at this time, which includes hiring new employees. What's their attitude about that? We also report on a couple of other monthly surveys of small business conditions, and in general, people are still not quite ready to put new people to work. There's still some reticence to hire, but Jane, you and I both know that that's not going to last forever. So as people are starting to hire new people, or maybe even replace someone, what are your thoughts on how they should do that? You know, as we stand here 3 years into this so-called recovery.
Well, Jim, that's right on target with where we were thinking about talking today. And what we thought happened for so many of us as small business owners, and clearly we fall within that category ourselves, is as the recession hit, we took a really hard look at the business. We said, where do we have people that perhaps we could get by without? What is there that we're doing that we might can take back on ourselves? And so as a result, as small business owners, as entrepreneurs, we may have taken on extra responsibilities, extra tasks that we had handed off to someone else, but because we needed to lay off somebody, we wound up reassuming those tasks. And so what we thought would make interesting topic today was to think through what is the profile of the typical entrepreneur in terms of the five-factor model that you just mentioned, and then where is it going to make more sense when I have to bring somebody back in, when I really have too much going on? How do we prioritize what there is that we really don't like doing versus the things that or maybe the reason we started the company in the first place?
One of the things, well said, Jane. It appears one of the things that a lot of companies had gotten into prior to 2008 was probably a little sloppy management. Maybe we'd hired some people we didn't pay as much attention to, and because business was good, you know, we were able to get away with some of our sloppiness. But I don't think there's any sloppiness in the marketplace out there right now. If you survived, if you're still in business after the last 3 years, you probably are pretty tight. You probably got the right people and the right systems. And so the idea now, Pierce, is if we're going to keep this kind of efficiency, this kind of high operating standards, let's bring the new, whatever, whether it be a new system or a new person on. Let's do that with a little bit of sophistication. What do you think, Pierce?
Absolutely. We need to practice the discipline of matching the person to the work for two reasons. One, it's the humane thing to do for the person themselves, because they're going to be more satisfied with the work. And number two, it's the right thing to do from a business point of view, because they're more likely to have the natural energy to do that kind of work, and they're going to be more motivated to do it, and they're going to stay with you longer.
Right. And this is where the five-factor model comes in, right?
Yes, the two that I'll mention, let me mention three that are just very easy to understand.
Well, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you, when we come back after these messages, I'm going to let you give us those three, and then I've got some questions about this myself. Jane, give us the website, please, before we go.
www.centax.com. That's C-E-N-T-A-C-F.
Let's check it out. Quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.